Hello, I'm Amber, and you're listening to BBC LearningEnglish.com. Today, we listen to parts of an interview with film star Penelope Cruz. She talks about her new movie, Volver, what she likes about working with Spanish director Pedro Almodóvar, and what kind of film she'd like to make next. Now, Penelope Cruz's acting career is certainly on a roll. If you say something is on a roll, you mean it's very successful. Last year, Penelope Cruz starred in the Hollywood movie Sahara, and this year she's just picked up an award at the Cannes Film Festival for her role in the Spanish-language film Volver. Volver is directed by Pedro Almodóvar, and Penelope Cruz has worked with him before on other films. As you'll hear, she thinks he's a remarkably good director. In fact, she says, he's the reason why I decided to become an actress when I was a little girl. Notice, too, how she stresses Almodóvar's courage when it comes to creating characters and how true to life he wants them to be. Also, she uses a word to describe Almodóvar which she says she doesn't like to use a lot, but she thinks it's right to describe him. What does she call him? Now here is Penelope Cruz talking about why she thinks Pedro Almodóvar is such a clever director.
For me, I would say truth is the mark. He really sees everything and is not afraid of exploring it, and he never judges his characters. He's completely brave, and for me, he's a genius. And I don't like using that word a lot, but with him, I really think he is. He's the reason why I decided to become an actress when I was a little girl.
So Penelope Cruz describes Pedro Almodóvar as a genius, a person with a very great and rare natural ability. And she says he never judges his characters. If you don't judge people, you let them be the way they are and don't try to influence other people's opinion of them. Volver, which means return in English, is very funny and extremely sad. The film is the story of a rural Spanish family moving to Madrid, and Penelope Cruz plays a woman whose husband has been murdered, and her dead mother returns as a ghost. As you listen to the next part of the interview with Penelope Cruz, try to catch how her character is feeling and why.
My character, Raimunda, thinks that she has big regrets about not having solved a lot of things with her mother. But her mother comes back to life as a ghost. She's able to solve a few things.
So Penelope Cruz's character has big regrets. If you have regrets about something, you feel a sadness about them and wish they could have been different and better. Her character is struggling with problems she didn't solve with her mother when she was alive, and the film explores what it's like to be haunted by family secrets. It's also about the importance of family love. Penelope Cruz is unusual because she is a successful Hollywood actress and, as Volver shows, she's also a successful art house film star. An art house film is made for artistic reasons, not commercial ones. So will she keep moving between Hollywood and art house films? And what does she look for when she considers new scripts or material?
I think it's fun, you know, for me, and I learn about both sides of the industry, and it's really interesting. In the future, you know, when I'm 50, 60, would I plan to still be working? But I see myself, well, actually the same as now, just looking for material that means something. And maybe different things will mean something for me at that moment. But trying to find something that feels new.
So Penelope Cruz likes learning about both sides of the industry. And she looks for material that means something and feels new. Here again is the language we focused on in today's program, and then Penelope Cruz again. To be on a roll. Never judges his characters. A genius. To have regrets. Art house.
For me, I would say truth is the mark. He really sees everything and is not afraid of exploring it, and he never judges his characters. He's completely brave, and for me, he's a genius. And I don't like using that word a lot, but with him, I really think he is. He's the reason why I decided to become an actress when I was a little girl. I think it's fun, you know, for me, and I learn about both sides of the industry, and it's really interesting. In the future, you know, when I'm 50, 60, would I plan to still be working, but I see myself, well, actually the same as now, just looking for material that means something, and maybe different things will mean something for me at that moment, but trying to find something that feels new.
More news stories and language explanations next time at bbclearningenglish.com.